Hey there, good to see ya. When I was sick with Concrud back in January, I was confined more often than not to my bed, and this little shit, Baby Carrot, had many, many ideas for how I should spend my time. In hindsight, you know, maybe he was reminding me to rest up, but that is so doubtful, because one, he's an orange, and two, he is teeming with little shit energy. This past weekend, I hosted an exclusive stream for my Coffee Monthly members. I was going off the cuff again, and I wound up pulling out my old Perler bead set that I'd had in storage for a while. While I was initially interested in putting together hearts to try to rush things out for St. Valentine's Day, I wound up making fruit towards the end of the stream since, like, let's be honest, I was hopping on kind of late. And you know, as I was putting everything together, I discovered, rather rediscovered something. A childlike joy. Simplicity. It was just me, these tiny beads, and my brain whirring as I tried to refine broad concepts into simple shapes that I could translate. With every piece I finished, there was this joy that cropped up, including a kind of catharsis that I'd been missing for a while. I allowed myself to experiment, dropping beads and making mistakes along the way, yeah, but there was also that dopamine that surged whenever I finished melting the beads together. I don't know, something about it was just really enjoyable, and I found myself wanting to continue making little IRL pixel fruits even after the camera stopped rolling. I'll be posting them up in the shop on Coffee after I run some experiments and explore customization options. I might start off with magnets or keychains for simplicity's sake, but I plan on making bundles, like little fruit baskets and stuff as well. I think that's it for now. Thank you so much for reading or listening, and I hope to chat with you again soon. Actually, before I go, what is a craft or hobby you've rediscovered recently, or that you think you'd like to pick up again? I am very, very curious to know. You can actually answer the email, and I will check that out. Thanks again, and have a good one. Bye-bye for now.